August 1st, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal now, Lord of all creation. My justice is pure and perfect. Yet I withhold its coming as I see the efforts of good people and the smallest sacrifices along with the greatest. Evil is all around you, disguised as good. My children have allowed themselves to be misled as they search for beliefs that suit their selfish needs and do not honor me. They do not see with what patience I await their return to the truth and to me. They do not allow me to love them. It is often difficult and uncomfortable to stand for the truth and obedience to my commandments. This is often the stance you must take to correct souls and to prove your love for me. When my justice comes, it will be swift and complete. Every soul is being given the opportunity to return to righteousness before the hour of my justice. My speaking here is such an opportunity. A note is given to read Baruch, chapter 2, 6 through 10. Righteousness belongs to the Lord our God, but confusion of face to us and our fathers, as at this day. All those calamities with which the Lord threatened us have come upon us. Yet we have not entreated the favor of the Lord by turning away, each of us, from the thoughts of his wicked heart. And the Lord has kept the calamities ready, and the Lord has brought them upon us. For the Lord is righteous in all his works, which he has commanded us to do. Yet we have not obeyed his voice to walk in the statutes of the Lord, which he set before us. Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.